For the Purpose, Critique, Review, and Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's time for Magic Monkey Mania, number 36.
36. That is one of those days in your life, I guess, like the podcast, you're just happy to be doing it.
36, you're not 21, you're thankful you're not 21, you're thankful that you're not 40 yet.
Exactly.
You know, no anxiety, you're still there. It's like, hey, I'm young, I can still do it, you know? Peter Tork, he has just released his blues album with his band, Shoe Suede Blues. Dropped it a few days ago. It's called Relax Your Mind, Honoring the Music of Lead Belly. Now, do you know anything about the blues musician from the great blues days?
Lead Belly?
Lead Belly.
No. I know I have a lead belly, but that's about it.
Well, he just dropped it. It's what we're going to be doing is we're going to be, you can buy the album on CD Baby and other, I think it's also on Bandcamp. But what we're going to do is we're going to go through three tracks at a time right now from the samples that they play that you can listen to on CD Baby and give you our first review of it, okay?
I'm ready to roll.
So our first three songs that we're going to hit in the podcast for the music is going to be Hello Central, Bottle Up and Go, and Frannan Street, parenthesis, Mr. Tom Hughes Town, parenthesis.
That looks pretty interesting. Bottle Up and Go and Town...
Hello Central.
And Town... Frantown, I like that.
Frantown.
Yeah, Frantown. Pretty neat.
So here we go.
Hello Central, give me 49. Hello Central, give me 44. Hello Central, give me 44. Hello Central, give me 44. I wanna talk to my baby just once more.
First song, Hello Central. That reminds me of the old telephone switchboard operator when you would call up and say, yeah, give me Isabel 909 or...
Hello Mabel, like from whenever they call that on the movies or like, what do you call that? Andy Griffith Show.
Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, Mabel, we need Starbucks 271, blah, 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 connect us here.
And I still don't quite understand, you know, it's Swedish to me. I don't quite understand how that was in reference to a street name, but I like that song, Hello Central, for the kind of a go back to the old telephone switchboard. And then Bottle Up and Go.
Like a bottle rocket. You get stuck in the mind, you want to get out, you just shoot up and go. That's what I look at it.
What kind of, you put it, it was like a backwoods blues thing.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
The jam session, hot summer night.
Yeah,
everybody's
just on
out.
The porch,
what are we doing?
You know?
We're all shit kicking, hillbillies, we're all broke.
Anywhere in Virginia, Appalachia,
West Virginia,
Louisiana,
oh, yeah.
Chicago, you know.
Yep. Kentucky. Tennessee, all the good old southern states.
And then Frannan Street, Mr. Tom Hughes Town.
That was like...
I kind of want to hear more of that
one.
Definitely want to hear more of that.
Tune in. We're going to have more of that one soon.
Definitely. Next three is On a Monday, Black Betty, and I think that you're going to... I like the title of this song already. Relax Your Mind.
Is Black Betty the original one? The Black Betty, Bam-a-lama?
Nope. Different Black Betty.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming... Positive assuming that it's a different Black Betty.
Okay.
So let's hit On Monday, Black Betty, and then Relax Your Mind, which is the title track to the album, Relax
Nice.
Your Mind, honoring the music of Lead Belly.
Lord stripes sure don't worry me, but these chains, chains gonna kill me dead. Yes, I'm almost done. Yes, I'm almost done. Yes, I'm almost done.
On a Monday, it sounds like you're waiting. Been having the weekend, but it's Monday. You're waiting to get to 5 p.m.
to get home.
Get home, even though it's not Friday, but it's on a Monday, well, 5 o'clock.
It feels like a Friday when you get off. If you beat the traffic and everything, yeah. I guess depending where you're at, and it's like.
Good point.
I was going to say, small town living doesn't seem to be such a bad thing in a way. Well, you're from Oregon, so it's more small.
Very small town, farm town. Yeah, I was going to say, because
you grew up on farm and all kinds of neat different stuff with different kind of animals and cool stuff. And a mom who rips bells out of the... with chains.
Water pumps.
Oh, my gosh, water pumps. Oh, Mabel.
And then Rocksteady Black Betty.
I thought that was the other one, like Black Betty Bamalam, but I'll tell you what, yeah, I like their version of this.
Yeah, so it mentioned Zoot Suit Time.
Yeah, like with the
watches.
Yeah,
you
just
know,
different life.
Kind of like that Disney wolf that's got the cartoon chasing after Robin, or Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood, not Robin Hood. So I like Black Betty. I can't wait to hear that whole thing. And then the title track, Relax Your Mind.
Like you said, I need to relax the mind. Always on the move, but not going to where you want to go. But
yeah,
you got to figure some kind of beauty in that song is like makes you wonder, you want to just go to some kind of brook or some kind of beach or some kind of mountain, whatever, or a farm, whatever. Or a rooftop, whatever you're into, just to calm yourself. And that's what you need because we just push ourselves
so
too much.
So much. Okay, our next three is Irene, Good Night, Irene, Good Morning Blues, and How Come You Do Me Like You Do. Irene, Good Night, Irene. First of all, I didn't know Lead Belly wrote that.
I don't even know who Lead Belly is, so I'm going to be honest. Oh, I'm not sorry.
He's a great blues musician from the history.
I'm just not into it.
First time I ever heard Irene, Good Night, Irene was a John Lennon, Lost Lennon tapes back in the late 80s when they were playing a hotel tape that they were doing. It was a jam session late one night in Toronto when they were doing the Peace Sit-In.
Oh,
and John Lennon was singing a few lines and bars of Irene Goodnight. It's the first time I ever heard it, only time I ever heard it.
It's the first time I ever heard it, and it's got a nice jazzic / psychedelic feel to it.
Yeah, and then Good Morning Blues. I'm kind of, that one kind of right there with Franin Street. I'm not too sure about it, you know. And then this one, How Come You Do Me Like You Do.
Okay, the movies, 60s, early 60s. Whatever, when it's in black and white,
mm-hmm.
and it's like everybody's moving around the subway scene.
Right.
All of, you know, in and out in New York, Chicago, LA, wherever. Boom, somebody comes up, some act, and they, and everybody just stops in the middle of a city, and it just lures you in, like, where did this come from? I like that last one. I really do.
It sounds like Huey Lewis in the News could have recorded this, or could record this. Their song entitled, which is a cover from the old Stax record company, Much Better to Have and No Need Than to Need and No Have.
Yes.
It's got that unique title. It's long, but how come you do me like you do?
It just reminds you of one of these older movies that it's just, like I said, everybody you see is in the motion, hurry to get somewhere, you know, 60s, Stern, blah, blah. Drop dead, stop. And it's just like everybody just gravitates towards this, like in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like really neat. We gotta play more of that last one.
So, next three. Easy Rider. He never...
Oh, like the original movie?
I don't think so. This was way before he's... Before... Wow. Think of 40s, cat houses, I'm going to guess, you know.
Oh, wow.
Second song is He Never Said a Mumbling Word. That one sounds interesting. And then Duncan and Brady is the title of the next.
Okay.
So these are the next three.
Catch me stealing. Please don't tell on me. Catch me stealing. Please don't tell on me. I'm stealing back to the same old used to be. It's been inside for me. One day when I was lost, they hunted him on the cross. They speared him in the side for me. And he never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word.
Easy Rider.
It's not like the movie.
Way before
the
movie.
That's all I have to say on that.
We don't know. Maybe the song was an inspiration for Somehow, Somewhere to the Birds and Easy Rider.
Somewhere in the Squirrel Serendipity, I think you hit it right on the head. I think it has something to do with that.
He Never Said a Mumbling Word. I like that song. That song needs more research and development. That one sounds cool. And then Duncan and Brady.
Reminds me of that song, Somebody Roamed, Somebody Did
Somebody
Me Wrong.
Somebody Done Somebody me Wrong. Wrong. It's a little country song.
Yeah, like
you know?
You say, it's one of those things that it's like...
I think it's a somebody caught a somebody cheating song.
Yeah, we hillbillies, you was out, I was getting my laundry done, you poked my mama's mama or something, you know what I mean? And out pop little Jeffrey I the Third or some shit, you know what I mean? And because we know it's him because he don't have no tooth like you do. Something like that. Shit.
And I got to say, Peter, because we were commenting on Peter Torx's voice, how he's kind of grown like a grandfather. It's got that, like a good whiskey, a good bourbon. But that's from the rigors of touring. And he is in fine vocal performance.
We saw the Monkees a year and a half ago. The only thing I can say is the stuff before the concert of all their old stuff, like videos, like the one commercial for Rice Krispies in the desert. And then they did the famous Monkees walk at the end. They did it. Can't not love these guys. These guys are amazing.
Gets us to our last two tracks. There's 14 tracks on the album. This is Come and Sit Down Beside Me.
And where can I get the album at?
I'm glad you asked. You can get the new Peter Tork album, Relax Your Mind, the honoring the music of Lead Belly on CD Baby and other fine markets like Bandcamp. Last two tracks. Come and Sit Down Beside Me. That's going to sound like the makeup song to Duncan and Brady if that's the cheat song. And then a song called Jean Harlow, which I'm going to guess is about the actress.
The actress.
Oh, Mama start to bugger, Mama talk to you. Send for the doctor come. Mama said, doctor, can you save me one? Doctor said, I believe I will go. Meet me tomorrow.
Come down, come and sit down beside me. That sounds like an instrumental. I want to hear the whole track before I give a really good opinion on that one.
Yep, that's what that's perfect. Perfectly said.
And Gene Harlow, I can hear a washboard being played on that one.
That's a little tambourine we need there, a little just boom, 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 maybe a little harmonica. But maybe deep down in the track, we get more into it, it's in there.
I think so. You need to go buy Peter Tork's album. Why? Because it's only $9.99. You're getting 14 songs. Support the musicians. Support the artists. The only reason why they put out new albums is because they are making money and getting paid. If they aren't getting paid and making a decent wage on it, they can still go out and do the live stuff. Yeah, that's the music industry. But if there's no incentive there to do another album, we're not going to get Relax Your Mind 2 Honoring the Music of Lead Belly Volume 2.
Like the rock princess Stevie Nicks said, they wanted to make a new song, new album.
Mm-hmm.
She said, why? Put all our money, all our creative into it, and we don't get anything out of it anymore.
Right.
So buy the music. It's cheap. Buy it. It's less than $1.75 a song. Can't even buy a hot dog for that anymore.
Yeah, and you get Peter Tork. What the hell? So next few podcasts, actually all the next podcasts, we're going to be getting the full tracks and reviewing them down by down by note. So that's it for this Magic Monkey Mania number 36. Follow us on Instagram, WCW_comedy, and on Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
And buy the music.
And if you know another monkey fan who likes rare music by the Monkees, solo and hard to find, tell them about the podcast.